Today was a punch in the gut, a reminder of you, and all the things you were, could have been, and never will be. Everyone's pretty words and pretty pictures, a frozen moment in time, but you're frozen forever now, and I don't know which is worse. I don't want to hear the oh no's and the oh whys. I know the whys. They're in my blood, they're in my bones. They're in the wind whispering to me on the roof, and in the stones dragging me down the river. They're in the gas choking me to black, and in the letting of blood to hollow me out. Your whys are mine, and mine are yours. The only why is, why you, and not me. I can't get the words right in my mouth. Is and was both too wrong on my tongue, so I stay silent. Another voiceless face, another audience member. If I could go to bed and wake up to all the dead being alive and me being dead, I would. But I can't sleep this past month. All the would-haves and could-haves and should-haves running through my head too loud. The ache and the fog of sleeplessness, a better drug to numb than most. Times like these I wish I could pray, fall back on faith in place of knowing. But all these saints' faces are just dead faces I don't know. And prayer is just my words swallowed by blackness. I don't need a God to feel empty when I've never felt whole. So on the anniversary of your birth, less than a month after your death, I cry in the bathroom silently, feeling bad that I don't feel worse.